Chapter 4 Oaths. Have you ever wondered why so much of the Bible is taken up with the issue of covenants? In Genesis 8 through 9, God made a covenant with Noah after the great flood, promising that he would never again destroy the earth. In Genesis 12, God made a covenant with Abram, promising to provide him with a seed, a son, who would be a blessing to the nations. In Exodus 19 through 24, God entered into a covenant with the Israelites at Mount Sinai after their release from bondage in Egypt. God also entered into a covenant with King David, promising him that he would build a house for him and establish his throne forever, 2 Samuel 7. There was also a new covenant, first promised in Jeremiah 31, verse 31, but then fulfilled in Jesus, who ratified the new covenant with his blood shed on the cross, Luke 22, verse 20. In fact, the idea of the old covenant with Israel and the new covenant of Christ set the major divisions of the Bible into the Old and New Testaments. Why is the Bible so preoccupied with the theme of covenants? And what does that have to do with your marriage? Let me answer the Bible question first, and then I'll tie it in to your marriage. The main reason the concept of covenants is such a prevalent theme in the Bible is that a covenant is the means by which God administers or governs his kingdom. Marriage is a supreme covenantal union designed by God to allow both partners to fully maximize their potential in Christ. If we want to understand how to make the most of our marriages under God's rule, then we need to understand how covenants work, and in particular, how they relate to marriage. What is a covenant? Before we approach the tangible link between covenants and the health and vitality of your marriage, I want to give a brief overview of biblical covenants. This will provide the context for greater awareness of the preeminence that the marital covenant ought to have. In the Bible, a covenant is a divinely created bond. It is a